Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You ready, girl? Jerry,
yeah. Ooh, ooh. Break it
up. Share and care with love all through the land. Educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
we give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. It is Mindful Monday. We're going to be short and sweet today. You know, this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors and consultants to help you reach your goals. And we're here for you. Hopefully, Tiffany Rick and I can join us. You know, she's on that project, and you know how it is when you're collaborating out there. Sometimes that time gets a little mixed up, and we get bogged in because she's a lady that started off from many, many directions. Heavy-headed in the community, and she does what she does. So hopefully she'll be able to join us. If not, we'll talk with her when she gets everything finalized. You know, she's a strategizer out there. And I'd like to say it's President's Day. Yeah. And we and you, we are all the commanders of our lives, okay? Our topic today is realize, visualize, and actualize. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. This creates happiness. Like I said, we're going to be short and brief. Now, we usually bring you some planet information, talking about the energy that's moving out there, because, you know, we're all energy here. And it's a new moon. It's the new moon today. The meaning of that new moon is cosmic reset. Ideal time to set intentions and goals that you'll develop as the moon waxes toward fullness. We connect to these lunar energies, and when we connect to these lunar energies, it provides grounding and a sense of direction. You want to keep yourself balanced out there. Okay, so that's what I can bring you, because, you know, I don't research like she researched, but I have to let you know what you're up around. And I'd like to shout out, you know, we're everywhere. We're in Japan, Canada, United Kingdom, South Korea, and many, many other places. But I'm going to get close to home today and say hello to Las Vegas, Kamisha. I'm going to say hello to Joyce in Nebraska. Hello to all the Texans, and it's a lot of them down there. And I'd like to say hello to my friend Edwina Putney, who is now residing in New Jersey. That's the librarian. I'm trying to get a time frame so she can come over and talk to our youth about the importance of books and the importance of reading. But I'd like to say, you know, we're celebrating Black History. And just to give you something to be mindful of, you are your ancestors, okay? You are your ancestors. So celebrate your ancestors. And while you're celebrating your ancestors, you're celebrating you. I heard on GMA3 today, we have the first Black mathematician that's going into the Library of Congress, Gloria Gilman. Research her, look up on her. I don't have too much information, but yes, she started books years and years ago, and she worked in math. She was an awesome person, have written many, many books out there, and was an excellent, excellent educator. So she went into the Library of Congress today, first Black mathematician. So, you know, we deal with Black history then, now, and forever. Welcome in. Sit back and enjoy. If Tip comes in with us, that's going to be a great thing to start. But if not, we'll just give you some music and wait for tomorrow. I want you to stay balanced, though. You have to balance yourself. And while doing your balancing, be mindful of this. Try kindness. Give someone a smile. Start with your beautiful smile. And remembering, as you're doing this, remembering appreciation, gratitude, and always stepping through your greatness, stay there, but don't forget to take others with you. Welcome in to Mindful Monday, short and sweet, and you're going to have a good time. Just sit back and relax. Right, you want to get to people, you know, keep in mind those who have always been there for you. Check in on them. And while we're talking about checking in and healing, we need to be healed. This society, we're yearning and learning out here and hurting and going through all of these changes. You want to continue to send prayers out there? The Turkey, they had a second earthquake today. Oh, they're 6 point something. And also in Ohio, is that Palestine, Ohio, the drinking water and the toxins out there. But going back to Turkey, 47,000 deaths, okay? And then with that second question, we have to send goodness out there, positivity. You might not be there to hold their hand, but your positive energy can reach anywhere that it needs to go. You want to keep that in mind. It can reach anywhere it needs to go. And always, always check on people. You know, just don't pick up the phone and call somebody when you want something. People don't have time for that. We have a tendency to get amnesia around here. Never have amnesia for those that have been there for you. And keep in mind, winter will always turn into spring, no matter what you're going through.
In a little tent, and oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. But I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. So now I go to my and I say, brother, help me see. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there were times I thought I wouldn't last. I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gon' come. I said I know.
All I've known is
History now, then, and forever. We have to celebrate our ancestors who made it possible. We're walking on some strong shoulders out here. They made it possible. They directed us. They gave us our principles, our values. They told us those stories, okay? And you can never, ever, ever forget those stories. And for the young adults out here, who don't know anything about it. We're getting ready to take care of that. And on that note, you know, I was looking, and there is a gentleman here. I think he's the chief pilot for United Airlines. He is starting a program to bring some more young adults, you know, that don't have the opportunity to get pilot those planes. You know, I'm going to have to go talk to him because, you know, I want to go to Dubai, but I want to fly my own jet up in there and land it myself. Okay, so you see, I stretch those dreams and goals out there real, real deep, and I think I can do it. As a matter of fact, I know I can do it, but I need to know how to control those gears on those planes, whether I'm flying in a private jet or what. I need to know how to take that bad boy up and especially bring it down if I have to. So I need to get busy, find out more information. When I find out more information, I'll let you know, and we can all go in there and learn together. I need a co-pilot, okay? But I want to land my own little jet, okay, to get to where I have to go. My mother said, when you want something done, do it yourself. And that way you know it's getting done. So I just thought I'd put that little thing out there. You know, this song I've been playing because I love this song. This song was written for the play Heated Discussions. And that was an awesome play. And I like to hear it. I could play it every hour. But I'm going to give it to you every day until we end our month here. You know, Black History, then, now, and forever. But just be mindful of this and think about this. This is Mindful Monday.
What would they say?
What would our leaders of old say when they see the news today? The activists, the artists, the writers, when they look at us and see our pain, what would they say?
What would they say if they were here today?
What would they say?
What would they say if they could feel our pain? If they were here today?
If we choose to fight, would Maya Angelou have a call to utter to help us rise up from this dark, painful gutter? What kind of story would change Baldwin Wright? And what speech could Martin Luther King preach to shed some light? Lorraine and Mary write a new play that deals with all the heartache that we're going through today. They say if we choose to bend the knee, not even Richard Pryor would dare to crack a joke when he sees a man who was bound to cuff and choke.
We'll be right back. Showing others how to live. We care, share, we love.